Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Mem Vav and Daf Mem Zayin in Meseches Psachim is an exciting application from the Gemara itself to the halacha lemaisa in regards to preparing for Shabbos on Yom Tov. It's well known that when Shabbos falls out the day after Yom Tov, there is a requirement for an Eruv Tavshilin. Tirtzeh Hashem, when we get to Meseches Beitza, we will discuss the different explanations of the Gemara for how an Erev Tavshilin allows one to cook on Yom Tov to Shabbos. We will go with the standard explanation, and that is that it's no longer considered a violation of the Kedusha of Yom Tov that you're preparing on Yom Tov for Shabbos, because you've already begun that preparation on Erev Yom Tov itself. Bottom line is that an Erev Tavshilin allows one to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, from our Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis points out the Magen Avram in the beginning in some simin Tav Kuf Chaf Zayin, and it is explained beautifully by the Be'er Halacha in the first Be'er Halacha in simin Tav Kuf Chaf Zayin, where he gives the whole background, and much of what we're going to say right now from the Gemara itself has all been said by the Be'er Halacha. That it could very well be that if we examine our Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis, going to Mem Zayin, we will see that an Erev Tavshilin does allow cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, the closer one gets to Shabbos itself, which is actually often a lot of the time that people are preparing for Shabbos, could be problematic. In fact, let's put first, in terms of bottom line, the Magen Avram is of the opinion that one is allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. However, as it gets close to the end of the day, samuch l'chashecha, then in such a case it will be a problem. Why? Take a look at the Gemara, says the Magen Avram. Our Gemara has a machlokes between Rabba and Rav Chisda in regards to cooking on Yom Tov for the weekday. Rabba has a rule where he says, since guests are going to come, it'll never be an Isur Doraisa. According to Rabba, then the Erev Tavshilin is being matir in Isur Derabbana. What about according to Rav Chisda? Here, by the way, we misspoke in the Daf and the Halacha Shir. Unfortunately, in the Daf Yomi Shir, I think I said that this was the opinion of Rabba. However, the Gemara says clearly that it's the opinion of Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, how could one cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos? Says the Gemara, can the Erev Tavshilin, which is an institution that is midrabanan, be matir in Isur Doraisa? The Gemara says that according to Rav Chisda, there is a separate heter. Midoraisa tzarche Shabbos nasim b'yom tov. That since there's one Kedusha, Rashi explains, min haTorah, you're really allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. And therefore, there is an only an Isur Derabbanan of Hachana, which according to Rav Chisda, the Erev Tavshilin allows. Now let's summarize. The Gemara analyzes the Magen Avram. According to Rabba, what's the reason that you're allowed to cook min haTorah on Yom Tov for Shabbos? That guests might come and you're going to serve them. According to Rabba, as Taisus Dibra Maschil, Rabba Amar Eina Leika points out, this applies only earlier in the day of Yom Tov. As it gets closer to the end of the day, the odds that the guests are going to come and you're going to have time to serve them. Let's say it's a half hour before Shkia, you won't be able even to put up the food and serve them. Hence, the Heter Min HaTorah does not apply. And if we are to paskin like Rabba, as the Magen Avram claims many poskim do, and one could argue that is the shita of the Rambam as well, then in such a case there is no heter once it's samuch l'chashecha. Only if we followed the opinion of Rav Chisda, who says that min haTorah it's mutter because tzarchei Shabbos nasis b'yom tov, then that's a carte blanche heter, and that would apply all the way to Shabbos and bimutter even samuch l'chashecha. There is much discussion about the opinion of the Rambam. Take a look at the Be'er Halacha Dibra Maschil V'al Yedei Erev. Whether the Rambam rules like Rav Chisda or like the opinion of Rabba. Many hold that the Rambam on the one hand says that we follow Rabba's opinion that you would not get Malkus because guests are going to come. Yet at the same time, he also paskins like Rav Chisda, Midoraisa tzarchei Shabbos nasis b'yom tov, Rav Shmuel Orbach, in a beautiful memorial volume for his father, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, argues that this is the pashtus of the Rambam. This is actually the leaning of the Be'er Halacha, the name of the Chemed Moshe. And this is the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan, that one need not be machmir. One could tell women that as long as an Erev Tavshilin is made, by the way, if someone forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin, there are a lot of Mekoros that as long as the Rav made the Erev Tavshilin, he should have in mind for the people in the city. One does not need to be machmir, even closed to Chashecha. And that would only come about if one read, according to the Rambam, that we actually follow both Rabbah as well as the Shita of Rav Chisda. The Mishnah Berurah himself is Choshesh for the opinion of the Magen Avraham. Kedarka Bekodesh, the Mishnah Berurah is almost always Choshesh for the opinion of the Magen Avraham. And the Magen Avraham said that the simple reading is that we follow the opinion of Rabbah, as the Gemara in today's daf seems to constantly belaboring the opinion of Rabbah. And if that's so then in such a case, one cannot cook samuch l'chashecha. The Aruch HaShulchan, as I mentioned, is mekel. One fascinating issue from the poskim that I saw quoted in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and it could be found in its original in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlom Madura Tinyana Simin Mem Aleph Amud Kuf Chav Gimel, as well as in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Beis Ha'ara Chav Zayin. That is, what happens if one wants to add water to that water urn on Yom Tov for Shabbos? Even though Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal Kedarka Bekodesh would be Choshesh for the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah, however, over here we have another possibility to be matir. And that is that since it's possible to take hot water, of course, even a few minutes before Shabbos, as long as there was some water in the urn, there's room to argue that even if you're adding 10 glasses worth to an urn that already has 10 glasses worth, at the end of the day, part of what you'll take for before Shabbos on that day would also be of the water that was added. It spreads throughout, and all the water that is added is absorbed into the other water. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, even according to the Chumrah of the Mishnah Berurah, and we could add, combined with the fact that there are many poskim who are meikel, mi'ikr d'dina, hot water might be an exception to the cooking itself. So this is the background to the machlokes, that to this day, there are some who will not prepare on Yom Tov, late day for Shabbos, while there are those who follow the Aruch HaShulchan who are meikel. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha from the daily daf, from Daf Mem Vav and Daf Mem Zayin.